Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit.
Here he is!
Brought to you by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Okay, so tomorrow, and I know, Bob, this is the moment you've been waiting for since the off season. We will gather the troops, I would think around 12:30 or so on the invasion, and begin picks with friends. Why are you putting a fake gun in your mouth?
What? Did I do that?
Every week we would walk in here for the last few years and be like, oh, God, we got to pick games.
Do we have to pick them tomorrow?
No, we do not have to pick them tomorrow, but we're going to decide punishment.
We're not going to ruin week one of college football?
No, okay. We are not. Now, last year there was a decision to honor the champion, of which I was the champion. Just ask me.
So understated.
In which there is now relegation and promotion. Really promotion.
Mostly promotion.
In which the winner will spend the next year as the commissioner of the entire conglomerate, and that's exactly what I am. So that leaves a void, a hole in the roster. And so today, it is the goal, the stated goal of the committee, to bring us our final contestant in the 2024 Picks with Friends team.
Edifice.
And that would be between Dave Lane and Sean Bass of the Sweet Spot.
Well, congratulations, Dave. Good job.
Well, hey, actually, now
really,
now we got to go through the paces here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what we have decided to do.
Do you feel like you're the underdog, Sean?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What we've decided to do, and it is, look, I love doing it.
Do you?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Well, go ahead.
You can get your spot back at any time.
Even though it is nerve-wracking, it's a freaking blast. Like, it really is fun to be a part of it all, and we've been doing it for so long, and I don't know. I'm going to miss being a part of the games, but I'll be back at it next year, and all will be fine and good. So maybe this year, Bob, you can win. You haven't won yet, have you?
I don't know. I just try not to lose. That's all.
And you haven't lost.
I haven't lost.
And in that regard, are you the only person? Because Donovan lost, George has lost, I've lost.
Yeah, I think
Dan
so.
Lost back in the day.
Did he? Like 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might be the only non-loser.
Of the original. Of the original posse. So what we're going to do is to see who's going to get the final spot is we're going to play a Picks with Friends historical quiz. Okay? Now, it may sound like that it's very difficult, but much like the quiz that we gave the Cowboy players, a lot of these should be layups if you paid any attention to the radio station over the last handful of years.
Whoops.
You should be okay.
And Davey and I are white dudes, so this is perfect.
You are. You're white dudes of a certain age, so you should be able to pull this off. Okay. So you have pen and paper. We're not going to do individual questions where we go back and forth. You guys write down the answer quickly. We'll get to what your answers are, and then we'll see if you're correct.
Okay.
All right? All right. What was the name of the hip-hop artist that I met on the bus on the way to Phoenix? I'm going to give you a multiple choice here. One, Trick Daddy. Two, Young Vibe. Three, Young Trick. Trick Daddy, Young Vibe, Young Trick. Sean, your answer is?
Young Trick.
Dave, your answer is?
Young Vibe. Ooh.
The answer is Young Vibe.
Dave takes a one. You want me to score?
Yeah.
Dave one, that? Sean zero.
Okay, write this down. Okay. Write this down.
Dave.
In the song Slam Deliciously, George Dunham sings. Now, this was part of his losing effort in which he had to read the entirety of 50 Shades of Grey. He sings, his fingers are at my zipper, achingly slow. My body resonates and I start to squirm. He reaches around and cups my what? Cups my what? Sean has written down breasts. Dave has written down
buttocks.
We have a winner.
Let's hear. Let's hear.
Slam deliciously. His fingers are at my zipper, achingly slow. My body resonates, and I start to squirm. His hands reach around and cup my... Proof.
Proof. Yes.
Proof.
Yes.
Proof.
Yes.
It is breasts.
Proof. Slam.
Question three. In one scenario, we had Dan McDowell owning a monkey for 6 weeks as the Picks with Friends bet payoff. In the discussion, in what private school did we have the monkey attending? Multiple choice. A, Jesuit. B, Greenhill. C, St. Mark's. A, Jesuit. B, Greenhill. C, St. Mark's.
Oh.
There we go.
Sean has written down St. Mark's. Dave has written down St. Mark's. Let's listen.
But then you have to enroll him in sports, like he's on a football team. Like you have
supposed
to go to all the
private
performances.
School. You're supposed to be able to take care of this.
Yeah, I'm paying for this. $20,000 a year.
St. Okay. Mark's.
You know what? I will accept you having the money.
St. Mark's it is.
I'm down with it.
Well done.
Man,
well
I
done.
Would have got that one wrong.
Yes.
Because Greenhill is a girls' school?
No, it's co-ed.
It's co-ed, okay.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Name one of the teams that was playing that caused Dan McDowell to instantly lose Picks with Friends to me in the final week. It was one play, two teams. Name one of the two teams.
I feel like I have the game memorized.
Dave, do you have an answer? Dave's guess is Cowboys. Sean's is Eagles-Browns. Let's listen.
Throw that ball up high. You get your tallest receivers. You guys go up and make the play. You see number 89 for the Redskins. Cam Sims checks in for the first time at 6'5".
Well, Eagles have five defenders standing inside the 25-yard line. They come after Haskins. He flips the ball away. It is picked up. And off to the races is Branham. He'll score a touchdown on the final.
The worst bad beat ever.
I was up here when it happened. I thought it was Eagles Browns.
It was Eagles Redskins at the time. Yeah. At the time, indeed.
Commanders.
Commanders.
Bad.
Yes. And this was the Dan McDowell with you, Sean.
Yes.
The Dan McDowell live reaction.
Let's just hope it'll be Corby, right? Come on.
Hey.
No one wants to see me.
I'm not doing
bits.
The pregame with Corby today. Go, Dan.
So you have to wear the helmet, too?
Yeah, we're going helmet. We're going everything. Thigh pads.
Oh, man.
No!
The Eagles end up scoring. Because Haskins
Bradham picked up a ball and ran
Haskins
it in for a
just
touchdown with no time left. And if you care about this sort of thing, that also meant the Eagles covered the spread.
That is the biggest bad beat you're going to see.
So a final, Philly wins it 37-27 over Washington.
They were up.
At the moment, they lead the division over the Dallas Cowboys.
They were up by 4. The spread was 4.5.
Yeah. No!
Washington had the ball at midfield. There was no way for the Eagles to cover the spread. And Dwayne Haskins tries to do a lateral, and it's returned for a touchdown. And that ended Picks with Friends.
So that's why he stepped in front of a dump truck?
Pretty much, Dave. Yes, because he knew that Dan had to go wear a football uniform to the Super Bowl.
So all Sean right. gets that.
Were you Gil Brandt?
Sean gets that.
3-2 Sean.
Sean gets that. Let's take a break. Let's come back in 3 minutes. We will finish out our Picks with Friends battle to see who takes my place next.
The Ticket.
and some midday spare. So congratulations.
Whoa! Yes!
This
good try,
so
Dave.
Rigged.
Sean won and chose Davey for pictures for him.
That is so great.
What a jerk.
I'm a giver.
You lost twice.
What a jerk.
What a great move, Sean.
Because
God.
Because Dave already said in our meeting, look, if I win, I'll probably just keep it.
Yeah.
So,
see?
Yeah.
He was going to win either way.
Yeah.
But once you were losing, you were like, oh, thank God I'm out.
Yeah, I was like, whew. I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow. I can't even make the show.
Just put a little money aside. Norm's Clubhouse. You'll be fine.
Now,
that's right.
I will say tomorrow at 12:30, we're going to do the reveal.
That's awesome, Sean. What a great move.
We're going to do the reveal of the punishment, and it's going to involve driving. It's going to involve a 6'5" trophy. A lot is going to be involved in this Picks with Friends payoff. So we look forward to that at 12:30 tomorrow as we assemble the troops. So get ready for that. Dave, congratulations. Sean, congratulations.
Thank you.
To you, too.
I feel like I really won this one.
You really did.
Sean, you did it dirty.
Yeah. All right.
Route.
After he lost Picks with Friends, what is the name of this song?
What's about living on the top? Penthouse suites looking down on the ops.
What do you think
took
of this, man?
Test drive, left them on the lot.
You enjoying
time
this, man?
Time is money, so I spit it on the watch. Hold on. Little bit of throwing to the right tee. You can see the thumb busting on my tight
jeans. Have a good day. Rock
on
a finger like a player wipe
me. Got another shorty, she ain't nothing like me.
sorry, man. Very, very sorry.
Apple bottom, make him want a bite. I just want to have a good night. I just want to have a good night. Hold up, if you don't know, now you know. If you broke, then he gotta let him go. You could have anybody.
Man almost pulled a gun.
All right.
You're a boss,
Sean
you can
Bass
do what
has
you
written
want.
Down.
Yeah.
Coy oh, that's the singer. Yes.
Coy Leray.
Girls, yes.
Girls are players, too.
Dave?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't have a guess.
Now, the song is called Players.
Yeah.
But we're going to give this to Sean.
I think that's absolutely the right call.
Yes. He knew artist. He knew the song. You didn't have a guess at all?
No.
Okay. You're not very hip, are you, Dave?
I'm not.
Okay. It's all right. Did you know that because...
Yes. Donovan sings like every day.
Yes, he does.
At the bottom, make him on a bite. I just want to have a good night.
All right. Number six. When Dan lost Picks with Friends, his punishment was to wear a full football uniform.
It was glorious.
At the Super Bowl for the entire week.
As young Andy Reid.
He dressed as Andy Reid.
Oh, no. I need to shut up over here.
What NFL team uniform from Andy's past did he wear?
Right.
And.
Uh-oh.
Dave is writing.
He's
a
scribbling.
Lot.
He's drawing a hamburger.
Yeah, we just need a name of an NFL team, Dave.
The Van Halen logo.
Uh-huh. Dave?
Oh, no.
Dave has scribbled everything out and written Chiefs. That is incorrect.
No. Wait, no.
Ramp.
Boy, this is a tough... This
now,
is a
Sean... wrote Rams down instantly. Mm-hmm. That is the correct answer. Dave, at the last second, after showing me Chiefs, wrote Rams.
I think once, I mean...
Dave.
After you put your piece of paper up in the air, is the contest not over?
I feel like
yes,
we had an answer.
Yes. We're going to give that point, Sean. What is the score, scorekeeper?
It's 5-2.
It's a route,
dude. It's getting out of hand.
Let's
okay.
go.
Okay, we have many more questions left, so let's see if you can catch up here. Back to the monkey. What TV show did we have the monkey and Dan appearing on? Was it... Real Sports, The Today Show, or Hard Knocks? Real Sports, The Today Show, or Hard Knocks? This was the monkey that we thought Dan should get for, what does that say? Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
Dave has written down Hard Knocks. Sean has written down Real Sports. Let's listen for the answer.
Cat, I need off. He's got a golf tournament this week.
Boy, that would really make Cat hate golf.
Oh, God. What if he got real good? Like,
Air Bud. Air Bud. Yeah. You're on Real Sports with him?
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm sure about a monkey.
Finally.
Well, Brian Gumbel is Dan confused McDowell. About the. He's not writing anything on the pad. He doesn't understand why Armin's doing his story.
No, he's definitely chewing on the pen on this one.
He didn't realize.
It is indeed Real Sports. It is now
6-2.
Oh, my God.
Insurmountable.
You need to get all four of these answers right, Dave.
And you need Sean to tank.
Yeah, you do. When I took the bus, I don't know if you guys remember this, I took a bus to Phoenix. It was 26 hours on a bus to Phoenix. What city greeted me with breakfast burritos for the entire bus? A group of P1s who ran a catering company showed up with burritos.
Richardson?
Dave has written down Amarillo. Not quite on the way to Phoenix, Dave.
It was somewhere in West Texas.
Sean has written down Abilene. Abilene is the correct answer.
It started with an A.
I know. You're so close. You're right there.
7-2.
So that clinched it, right?
That pretty much has clinched it.
Dave is dormy, or was he dormy?
He was dormy. He was dormy. We thought that maybe.
Now he has to take off his hat and extend his hand.
He does, yes. We'll finish it out here. What was one of the other two books that George was going to read if it wasn't 50 Shades of Grey? There were two other options, and we decided on 50 Shades. I will need one of the two books.
I do not remember at all. I thought it was always 50 Shades.
Do you not remember?
I don't remember.
The two other options were Mein Kampf.
Oh, that's right.
A true go-to.
Or the Bible.
I was going to say the Bible, but I thought that I convinced myself it was wrong.
Can you imagine for 12 hours scanning through the Bible?
And then Noah begat.
Donovan had to sing, this is what I really wanted it to come down to. Donovan had to sing One Shining Moment as part of his bet payoff on the Hardline. Cause the Final Four was in Dallas and he welcomed the team's fans on the plaza. Name as many teams as you can from that Final Four that
from
happened.
The women's Final Four?
No. You're right. It was the women's, but from the men's Final Four. Who was in the men's Final Four last year?
UConn. Dave?
It was 6 months ago, and it was a major sporting event. Bob?
I'm not playing.
The Huskies won it. I know that.
Yes,
you did.
UConn. Come on! The Final Four!
I don't want to hurt my head tonight.
Dave? Alabama?
Oh, no.
Of course.
Oh, Davey. Of course.
NC State, UConn, and Purdue.
How did Bob forget
this
Purdue?
This is a sports station.
Purdue.
I'm not playing.
And then I was called Rock Hudson by an old man at the Abilene stop. What ensuing city on the way to Phoenix welcomed me with a Rock Hudson sign?
Laredo?
Again.
El Paso?
Roswell?
Flower Mound.
Laredo, not on the way to Phoenix.
My geography is way off.
Yes,
yeah,
in fact.
You can't go through Laredo on your way to Phoenix.
In fact, it was El Paso.
Ah.
Yes, as the good people in El Paso welcome me with the Rock Hudson sign. Sean Bass is your winner!
He clearly is. So now... He has a decision to make.
Now he earned the right to accept the nomination or not.
That's true. If you would like to play...
Well, I mean, this is kind of like Davey's Make-A-Wish, right? Like, he was hoping for this a couple years ago.
No.
And listen, I'm a P1.
Uh-huh.
If I'm a P1, I would much rather Davey be in this than some midday spare. So congratulations.
Whoa! Yes!
This good try,
so
Dave.
Rigged. Sean won and chose Davey for pictures for
that is so great.
What a jerk.
I'm a giver.
You lost twice.
What a jerk.
You
what a
lost
great
twice.
Move, Sean.
Because
God.
Because Dave already said in our meeting, look, if I win, I'll probably just keep it.
Yeah.
So,
see?
Yeah.
He was going to win either way.
Yeah.
But once you were losing, you were like, oh, thank God I'm out.
Yeah, I was like, whew. I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow. I can't even make the show.
Just put a little money aside. Norm's Clubhouse. You'll be fine.
Now,
that's right.
I will say tomorrow at 12:30, we're going to do the reveal.
That's awesome, Sean. What a great move.
We're going to do the reveal of the punishment, and it's going to involve driving. It's going to involve a 6'5" trophy. A lot is going to be involved in this Picks with Friends payoff. So we look forward to that at 12:30 tomorrow as we assemble the troops. So get ready for that. Dave, congratulations. Sean, congratulations
Thank you.
To you, too.
I feel like I really won this one.
You really did.
Sean, you did it dirty.
All right.
Route.